house lights? Yeah. And are there any other stage lights you have up here? Lights for here?
Everyone, please give a big welcome and round of applause to Ken Stevens, Shades of Praise, and the Jubilee Singers. Welcome!
Good evening, Holden Village. I'm delighted to be here. This is my 22nd year that God has blessed me with to be bringing singers up to share this most inspiring of experiences. We are from St. Therese Catholic Church in Seattle. We are two choirs with several guests, the Shades of Praise Gospel Choir and the Jubilation Gospel Choir. We have friends that have come as far as California, Mr. Joe Zamberlin on drums, we also have another special singer who has come from Nassau in the Bahamas, Mr. Ricky Major. We'd like to welcome Fred West, who is a dear friend of ours. Fred is the director and founder of the City Cantabile Choir in Seattle and the Seattle Peace Chorus. Please welcome Fred West on percussion. We know the hour is late. We're not going to have a long, boring program, but we want you to really become part of us. We are not entertaining you. We are sharing with you, and you'll have an opportunity to join us as one big choir together up in the mountains at the end of our program. So get ready. We're going to open up with "We Acknowledge Your Presence, O Lord," by welcoming in the Holy Spirit. Please welcome Damaris Pearson. Our conductor is Kenya Leger.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come on in
Holy, holy. This is the holy, this is the acclamation that we do every Sunday. Holy, holy. Wrong, holy, holy.
Power and might.
welcome Joe Zamberlin on piano and Ricky Major. Great is thy faithfulness.
God's faithfulness, oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. They fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All I have needed, thine hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto
thank you.
worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. All right. Thank you. This is the part of the program. I always wait till about this part to acknowledge the fact that you all are so polite and so Lutheran, which is wonderful. But gospel, which is what we sing, means good news. And you all look like you all just got some bad news. So please warm up to the gospel of God. I know this may not be your tradition, but when we hear, this is our tradition together. So just, you know, come out of your little box. We're all up here together in the mountains. And move a little bit, some of you immobilized, potted plant Lutherans. Give us some of them sitting like this. I'm not clapping. Maybe we should get a couple of beers in here or something. Move you guys up. Okay. Wake up. Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name. Thank you.
gonna lay down my burden. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study war no more. Oh, I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 Oh, I'm gonna lay down my weapons and guns.
We're hand in hand together.
Hand in hand together.
we shall not be moved. Yes, we're hand in hand together. We shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water. Oh, we shall not be moved.
Amen.
I will sing, hallelujah.
please welcome Fred West. He is going to explain the piece that he is doing with the choir. It's a South African piece, very simple. So listen to the words, because you'll be joining us in the second part of the chorus. And please smile. Y'all, smile.
Thank you. This piece is from a longer work called Papi Nangina, about the story of a young woman's life in South Africa during apartheid. And this is a particular part of the journey, and she's saying, pack up the baby and let's get on the train and go back to the homelands. And the part that I'll have you sing is one word, which is Masambe, which means let's go, Masambe, which you'll pick up from the chorus. The opening is Mako Tibo Pusana Zihambe, if you can all do that.
That was just your warm-up. We're almost done, so don't leave early. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. We're going to sing it once through once, and we're going to have you join us.
Love my neighbor as
get that? Okay, now let's listen to the audience.
What's happening to the stage?
You all it's moving. Oh, it's moving, brother. It's dancing. It's moving. Yeah, we are. We're going back.
What's happening, church?
Rolling.
All right, the rolling stage. Okay, you're the choir now. Sit up tall, please. Give me some choir posture. All right, here we go.
Yes!
Jesus, ready. Almost done. I got to sing when the Spirit says sing. I've got to sing when the Spirit says sing. When the Spirit says sing, I've got to sing right along. Sing when the Spirit says sing. That's the form of the song. We've got five things that we're going to do. We're going to clap when the Spirit says clap. We're going to move when the Spirit says move. We're going to praise when the Spirit says praise. We're going to shout when the Spirit says shout. We're going to dance when the Spirit says dance. Everybody can move, so move out and give yourself lots of room. We're going to go through it one time in a rehearsal, now that you're part of the choir. So this is choir practice. Here we go. I got to sing when the Spirit says sing.
I got to sing when the Spirit says sing. to sing.
Thank you all for such a wonderful fellowship. And I'd like to thank Holden once again for welcoming me and welcoming all of these wonderful, dedicated singers who have come from far and near, as you have, to make community, to try in our humble way to be a microcosm of what the world could really be like here. And for us to take that spirit, that collective spirit that that goes from heart to heart here, away with us into our own individual church communities, homes, our workplaces, and spread that goodness, spread that joy that Christ has bestowed upon all of us. It's not just singing and dancing and having a great time. It is really absorbing the word and making the word into action. Amen. That's what we do. That's the whole essence of what it is, taking that word and making the word manifest in the world. So again, we want to thank you all for your great energy, for your spirit, and for your love. Our final song is called The United States of the Blues. And this is in honor of everyone who's come from afar. It's a song that recites all the states of the United States in alphabetical order. And we include the District of Columbia, which should be a state one day, and also Puerto Rico, which should be a state too sometime. So the tradition is, since it is alphabetical, you kind of know where your state comes. I mean, you might have a birth state that is significant, or a state where you went to school, or where you've got relatives and you're glad they're there and you're here. Who knows? So when your special state comes, don't be restrained. I want you to cheer and whistle and be proud of that state when it comes along. So here we go, the United States of the Blues.
By the way, Kent wrote this song.
Columbia, glory.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.